Conflict. Conflict. You see, it doesn't have to be that way. Conflict and the anger it produces doesn't have to get the best of you like it was getting to that team. Realizing this tendency that human beings have a tendency, I guess, toward conflict, God has given us a way to resolve it. And before we get into the actual steps to resolve our conflicts, let us begin with the issue at hand. And that is, before this slide, that is what sparks the friction between us. What is it? And while we're doing this, as I like to do, I've created a sermon note outline. I invite you to take that out now and grab a pen or a pencil. Cliff Soppy has done our study guide for the week, and you can thank him. But take this home with you as you leave today, and take along the prayer concerns so you can keep that by your prayer chair. But what sparks the friction between us? When you've become angry with another person, have you ever stopped to think why it is that you're mad? Why is it that I'm mad? I mean, of course, on the surface at least, it was some comment or action or lack of comment or action that caused the conflict. But what is at the root of your feelings? You see, conflict and anger really result, if I could talk, from your perspective, the way we view any given situation. The feelings that our rights are being violated. The feeling that our needs are going unmet. These feelings build on each other. They grow. Conflicts result when we perceive that our rights or our needs are being violated in some way. I could use several examples, but you might remember the horrible tragedy that occurred in Massachusetts several years ago. On the morning of December 26, 2000, 42-year-old software tester Michael McDermott entered Edgewater Technologies, his place of employment, and systematically murdered 7 of his co-workers with a semi-automatic rifle. What made him do it? What made him come to that point in his life? One of the other employees said that McDermott was quirky, but believed he couldn't even hurt a fly. Yet something snapped inside of him and went terribly wrong in his life that he would mercilessly gun down 7 people. What in the world happened? We've had several examples over the years of this taking place. Well, apparently McDermott owed the IRS some back taxes. They worked out a deal to garnish his wages until it was paid off. It pushed McDermott over the edge. Why? Don't know. He perceived that an injustice was being committed against him, even though he did owe the money, and his co-workers at Edgewater had nothing to do with this. They were the ones who ended up paying the ultimate price when he walked in his office and shot them. You see, whether we're correct in our feelings or not, it's the idea that our rights are being violated, or we perceive that our rights are being violated, or needs are going unmet, that caused the conflict. You probably haven't shot anyone, maybe a deer or a quail or a pheasant or something like that, but as far as other human beings, you probably have never shot anyone, but I bet some of you have blown a fuse at some point in your life. Can I get an amen on that one? The driver in front of you doesn't take off fast enough at the stop sign. It's 60 miles an hour, but yet, for some reason, they're going 35. And there's 4 people behind them in front of you, right? Are all these driving examples because that's my problem, Jamie? I don't know.